7.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. All right, here we go. It is the 10th day of December, as I mentioned. International Animal Rights Day. It's also Human Rights Day.
Yay,
everybody
rights.
And everything has rights today.
Yes, they do.
And it's also Dewey Decimal System Day. For 100 points, Jana, where would you find the Dewey Decimal System?
In a library.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Three things you need to know this morning. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small's abuse trial continued yesterday. His 17-year-old daughter took the stand. She told the jury her dad assaulted her in multiple incidents, but the defense pushed back hard, pointing to hospital records showing no injuries and reminding jurors she previously admitted exaggerating parts of her story. The trial picks up again today.
Two South Jersey brothers are facing serious federal trouble after Homeland Security says they posted threats online to shoot ICE on site. Ricardo and Emilio Roman Flores.
Put it right on Facebook. Good idea.
Were arrested in Absecon with the help of a SWAT team. Emilio faces weapons and harassment charges, and both brothers are charged with conspiracy to make terroristic threats.
We should have more Schwarber bombs in our summers ahead. The Phillies have reached agreement to re-sign free agent Kyle Schwarber, reportedly a five-year deal worth $150 million.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly then mostly cloudy, windy, maybe a stray shower this afternoon, high of 48.
The VIP trip for you to win. A first chance to win is at 8:20 this morning on CatCatchery 107.3. Right now it's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, sorry to Morgan Wallen fans. His Sand in My Boots festival going down in Gulf Shores is officially off for 2026.
What?
Organizers missed a key deadline. Couldn't lock in big enough talent. The top last year's sold-out debut. The mayor says it just wasn't coming together the way it needed to by now. Don't panic, though. The festival is already planning a big comeback in 2027. We'll see what happens, though. Those details are up now. CatCountry1073.com. Moving on this morning, Kelsey Ballerini is talking about her high school experience. She just admitted that her high school Spanish teacher could not stand her because she was terrible at the language, even though she was literally dating a Spanish speaker at the time. She jokes that all she ever said was yo no sé, which, honestly, relatable. She went to school in Knoxville before graduating in Nashville. Clearly, Spanish was not the thing that followed her to Nashville. Kelsey's talking about her high school experience right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country.
Jana, it's a Wednesday morning. You know what that means, kids. That's right. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to hear about all the wonderful things happening in your little world.
Message us on the app to tell us yours. You can share on Facebook or call us 609-383-107.
Or about Disney adults, people who without kids who spend their lives going to Disney World.
Weird. It's weird, okay? Sorry. If you go without your kids
so John Al-
and leave them at home, it's weird.
John Allen Hale lives in California, so he goes to Disneyland.
Right.
And he's just logged his 15,000th ride on the Radiator Springs Racers attraction at Disney California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2010, he's been riding the little cars. He's done it 15,000 times.
Nice.
So when, you know, the big guy upstairs says, what did you do with your life? You can say I was at Disneyland
for the majority of it.
And then 15,000 times. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Gail lives in Manahawkin, and she says it's the first time she's ever sent in a joke. Thank you, Gail.
Gail, thank you.
Man and his wife eating at a table in a plush restaurant. And the husband keeps staring at a drunken lady swigging her drink as she sits alone at a nearby table.
Oh.
The wife says, do you know her? Yes, says the husband. She's my ex-girlfriend. I understand she took to drinking right after we split up 7 years ago. I hear she hasn't been sober since. My God, says the wife. Who would think a person could go on celebrating that long? Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Oh, we've got Good News Wednesday going on today, kids.
All I really need is a little good news.
We want to know about your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're going to talk about your good news coming up at 7:20 this morning. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
The country of Spain. A woman has been arrested for trying to buy a baby for her daughter.
What?
My mom wouldn't even get me a goldfish. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small's abuse trial continued yesterday. His 17-year-old daughter took the stand. She told the jury her dad assaulted her in multiple incidents, but the defense pushed back hard, pointing to hospital records showing no injuries and reminding jurors she previously admitted exaggerating parts of her story. The trial picks up again today.
Two South Jersey brothers are facing serious federal trouble after Homeland Security says they posted threats online to shoot ICE on site. Ricardo and Emilio Roman Flores.
Put it right on Facebook. Good idea.
Were arrested in Absecon with the help of a SWAT team. Emilio faces weapons and harassment charges, and both brothers are charged with conspiracy to make terroristic threats.
We should have more Schwarber bombs in our summers ahead. The Phillies have reached agreement to re-sign free agent Kyle Schwarber, reportedly a five-year deal worth $150 million.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly then mostly cloudy, windy, maybe a stray shower this afternoon, high of 48.
Number one for New Country, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
Here we go.
Jenna Drobes has a birthday. Happy birthday, Jenna. Happy birthday to Susie Evans from Northfield.
Susie, happy birthday.
Teresa Thompson of Green Creek has a birthday, or Therese Thompson. Happy birthday to April from Millville. April is 42. Susan Dennis of Vineland is 59 today. John Batchelor of Woodbine is 53. Happy birthday to Karen von Schondorf. Karen von Schondorf of Barnegat is 62. Rita Rothberg of Dennisville celebrates today.
Rita.
It's Lori Argo's birthday, and Jackie Kuhar celebrates today. Happy birthday, Jackie. That's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, John Batchelor of Woodbine. John is 53. Here I come. It's Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. It's Wednesday morning. You know what that means.
Good news, a little good news today.
That's right, kids. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll start off from Facebook. Ruth says, my 91-year-old mother is out of the hospital and doing much better.
I think that's great
news.
That's
awesome.
That's fabulous.
Sabrina in Egg Harbor City on her app. I paid off my last student loan today.
Woo!
Freedom feels amazing,
she
says.
Oh, my gosh, Sabrina, I'm so happy for you. Listen, if you know, you know. If you don't know, don't knock it. The feeling is amazing. And I will cheer just like I did for myself for anybody that achieves that. Because it's like... the freedom, the closest thing that you can compare to being free of your student loans is like more a mortgage.
Paying off a house,
right.
Paying off a car.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's like, but like sometimes the student loans are worth, I mean, at least when we were young, now cars are crazy expensive. But when we were young, student loans were like way more than a car.
Oh,
but
sure.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's amazing. Go to Sabrina.
Let's see. Greg from Linwood, also on our app, says, after months of rehab, my knee is finally back to normal, ready to run again.
I'll be your running buddy. Let's
I've gotten
go.
To the age, Jonna, where 3 out of 10 people I know have had or will have soon knee replacement surgery.
You know what's crazy? My brother got a knee replacement. He's going to hate me saying this on
Did
the radio.
Did he get it on his arm instead of his leg?
No, he got a knee replacement, but he was in so much pain. So my brother's really tall. My brother's, you want to know how tall he is?
Oh, please,
how
let
tall
us know.
Is
we can't wait to hear how tall Jonna's brother is.
6'7".
I woke up this morning wondering, how tall is Jonna's brother?
So I could say 6'7". So he's 6'7". Okay. And so, yes. Yeah, so
he needs an extra large
I don't know.
Knee.
I don't know. He grew weird. I don't know. It was the 70s. And so he grew weird.
What?
And yeah, he's a lot older than me. So he grew weird. And he had like...
just because he's older than
problem,
you, that's
problems,
not the reason he's taller
whatever,
than you.
I'm just saying. So he ended up getting a knee replacement really young because he said, listen, if somebody doesn't replace this knee, I'm going to chop it off. And they fought, like, literally.
So instead of chopping it off, they said, we'll replace it.
They said, fine, we'll replace it. Yeah, he was going in requesting, like, be damn it. Because it was in so much pain. But, yeah, so he finally got a knee replacement. But that's no joke, is what I'm saying. And I know he's young. Like, he had just turned 50 when he got this last year. So I'm saying.
Is this the funny part of the story?
No.
I'm waiting for the funny part of the story.
I didn't say it was funny.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Knee replacements are no joke. So the fact that he's ready to run again and do all the things.
It's Good News Wednesday. We're sharing your good news.
All your good news.
609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. all of the members of Jana's families have been taken care of today. So yes. Let's move on to Derek from Ocean City. Derek says, caught my biggest striper ever this weekend. New personal record.
Ooh, that's exciting. Can you bring us some?
Doesn't tell us how big.
Just stop.
Why talking. Do you want it to bring? I don't want people to bring us fish.
Why?
I don't know.
I'll cook it for you.
No, I don't.
I'm really good.
I don't want fish that someone else has caught because I don't know how long it's been.
Not like
out
in the
of water. Yeah. I want fresh.
You're silly.
Unless you're going to drive from your boat to me. Thank you, but no thank you. I don't want your fish.
I'll take some. I like fish.
Been laying out in the backyard in the cold.
Ew, that's
bring
gross.
It to Jana the next
Let's
day.
Let's hope that's not the case. But
it's Good News Wednesday. We're going to put a fork in this after we hear from Brandon from Avalon. Brandon says, finally booked our big family cruise after years of saving.
Ooh, that's super exciting.
I wonder where he's going.
Big family
Congratulations.
Cruise. Congratulations. Oh, he didn't say where he was going. Okay, well, that's fine. Moving on this morning. Joe, I have a question. So you go on a lot of cruises.
Your brother is 6'7". That's all I know.
Yeah. So you go on a lot of cruises.
I've been on a lot of cruises.
Like a lot of cruises. Not two, not three.
Not a lot, but like a lot.
A lot of cruises. Okay. So this is Brandon's first cruise. Do you have any solid advice for the man?
Don't overpack.
You can
wear the same outfit again and again, especially outfits that you're going to wear during the day and then change in the bathing suits. No one cares.
Sure.
You don't have to bring 16 pairs of clothes.
So, do you have to wear, I heard you have to bring an evening gown.
I've never worn an evening gown on a cruise.
Isn't there like a fancy dinner?
30 years ago, yes. Today, they'll say things like don't wear jeans, don't wear shorts, don't wear t-shirts, but people wear jeans, shorts, and t-shirts, and most cruise lines don't stop them. Some of them do, but some of them like, okay.
That's lame.
It is.
I would love to dress up for the night.
More tips for Brandon at Islands. Never, ever, 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 ever rent a scooter. They look fun. They look cool. But if you wreck one of those, man, it's a nightmare from what I hear.
Really?
I've always on Islands, especially if you don't go on a designated excursion. Literally,
through the ship.
Rent a car and explore. Just make sure you're back at the ship on time.
Joe, fun fact about this cruise, Brandon, you caught us on a good day. So my mom just took an Alaskan cruise and Joe Kelly literally helped her plan this cruise because she'd never gone on one before. And she said the best advice that she was given, book your excursions through the trip for reason, Joe.
Yeah, don't.
Because they really will leave. Like, they left somebody. They really will leave
don't
you.
Don't book an excursion with, a private company off because if you're late or if something bad happens,
you're on your own.
Just screwed.
Yeah. You can get to the next port and, get back on there.
I'm thinking, what else? Have if you're in it with a group, have a designated person. And this is so sad that you have to do this.
Have a designated sober person.
No, not that. Most ships, when you wake up in the morning, you go to the pool. Yeah. Almost every pool chair is already taken by somebody in their towel, and they're not even there. So have a designated person
5 a.m.
for every morning that goes and saves some beach. Backcountry Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You have to talk to us. Studies have found the call us button works faster than dialing. Up for grabs this morning to take us to the big Christmas show coming to Harrah's of Atlantic City. It's Christmas in the Air, a Broadway-like show. Saturday, December 20th, they've got two shows, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. What you're going to win here is two tickets to the evening 7 o'clock show at Harrah's of Atlantic City, Saturday, December 20th, Christmas in the Air.
That's awesome.
Trivia today brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Here's your question. You can have you can have as many of these as you want.
Okay.
Most people have two. What's the answer? You can have as many of these as you want. Uh-huh. Most people have two. Mornings with Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. Stake two tickets to see Christmas in the Air, the Broadway-like Christmas show coming to Harrah's of Atlantic City. Saturday, December 20th, 7 p.m. is the time you have two tickets for when you win. Here's the question. You can have as many of these as you want. Most people have two.
Most people have two, okay?
I'm trying to think how many. I have... I currently have two.
Okay,
That's my answer.
I don't know. See, I don't even know if this is a weird question, so I'm just going to ask it. Do you know how many I have?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Well, and the most important part, I don't care.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
You can have as many of these as you want. Most people have two.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Hey, is it shoes?
Shoes is not it. Thank you.
Oh, there
you go. I have two shoes with me right now. They're not on my feet, but they're here.
They're here.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Your coffee cup. Your morning coffee cup.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
I got way more than two. That's a shame.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Eyeglasses.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's a good guess. I have three.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it children?
Children is not it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Cat.
Cats.
No, that's not it. Thanks.
That's funny.
Cat Country. What's your answer?
Cat Country.
Yes.
Yes, what's your answer?
Yes, I'm calling for a trivia. Is it bathrooms?
No, bathrooms. Not bathrooms. Thank you.
I wish I had two. I only have one.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Good friends.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is the answer cents?
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 Yeah, you have 2 cents.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll give you my 2 cents.
That's why I don't know which one he meant. Like cents? Like smell or that kind of sense?
How about cars?
No, that's not it.
That's what I said.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Third time's a charm, Joe. House key.
House key. Ooh,
that's not it. Thank you. 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You can have as many of these as you want. Most people have two. I know that you have at least two.
You know that.
Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning trivia on the air. This is our last chance to take us for Christmas in the air. The show coming to Harrah's Saturday, December 20th. Two shows that day. You got two shows for the 7 p.m. time slot. When you win the question, you can have as many of these as you want. Most people have two. I know Jana has at least two.
At least two, he says.
I have two currently.
Uh-huh.
What's the answer? Hi, Cat Country. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hello.
Hi, what's your answer?
Is it shampoo?
Shampoo is not it. Thank you.
That's an interesting one.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it water bottle?
Water bottle. No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it TV remote?
TV remote.
No, that's not it.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Good one.
I never know which one to use. Good morning, Cat Country.
Good morning. Is it pillows?
No,
pillows.
That's not it. Thank you.
I've got like seven.
I don't know how many pillows Jana has.
I have so many.
And it would be a nightmare for me to ever find out.
I was about to say, that would be weird.
What's your answer?
If you knew that.
Toothbrushes.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
I do have a travel and a home. Yeah.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
TV.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
See, that was my guess. TVs.
We have time for three more.
Okay.
Hello, Cat Country. What's your answer?
About television set.
No, thank you.
See, that was my guess.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Good morning.
Hi.
What is your answer?
Television set.
No, that's
such
not
a
it.
Good
Thank
guess,
you.
Though.
All right, here it is. Last chance. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it shoes?
No, that's not it. Thank you. All right, we're going to have to give you the answer.
Yeah, you said I have at least two. Go ahead and say the question again.
You can have as many of these as you want. Most people have two. I currently have two.
And you said I have at least two.
Yes.
That you know.
A lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people have at least two. One is for work and one is for not work.
One's for, not cars. One's for work, we said water bottles already.
It's nothing you can hold in your hand.
Wait, it's for work. I have two.
Work-related, I guess.
Emails.
Email addresses.
Nailed it.
Well, yeah, you got it right away.
19 times.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you home. Come on in.
When Joe thinks of me, this is what plays in his head.
Now that's ding-a-ling.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we. We are snuggled up together like two birds of a feather bird of bee. Let's take the road before us and sing us a chorus or two, maybe three. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, lay right together with you.
That part. You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
The guy's name is Vindaloo Singh.
And he sings, all right.
You can tell he's from Millville.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning. We're Joe. Need to know this morning. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small's abuse trial continued yesterday. His 17-year-old daughter took the stand. She told the jury her dad assaulted her in multiple incidents, but the defense pushed back hard, pointing to hospital records showing no injuries and reminding jurors she previously admitted exaggerating parts of her story. The trial picks up again today.
Two South Jersey brothers are facing serious federal trouble after Homeland Security says they posted threats online to shoot ICE on site. Ricardo and Emilio Roman Flores.
Put it right on Facebook. Good idea.
Were arrested in Absecon with the help of a SWAT team. Emilio faces weapons and harassment charges, and both brothers are charged with conspiracy to make terroristic threats.
We should have more Schwarber bombs in our summers ahead. The Phillies have reached agreement to re-sign free agent Kyle Schwarber, reportedly a five-year deal worth $150 million.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly then mostly cloudy, windy, maybe a stray shower this afternoon, high of 48.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I was about 45 minutes into chasing the garbage man to give him his Christmas card before I realized he was actually running away from me.
Wow.
Number two, cheesecake is more like a pie than cake, but it's not called cheese pie because that already means pizza.
Right.
Yeah. Number three, if you get me, then I both appreciate you and I'm also sorry about your mental illness.
Wow. Wow. That took it up a notch.
Number four, here's the honest one. Ready? Number four, look in the mirror. That's your only competition.
Ooh. Isn't that true?
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, my teen. I'm an adult. Also, my teen has a meltdown because the Wi-Fi paused for 30 seconds in our house.
Yep.
It's Cat Country 107.3.
My niece is
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. We got a fabulous trip. We'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see Luke Combs. Your chance to win that comes up in less than 5 minutes. In the meantime, big changes at In-N-Out Burger, which I wish we had here because I had one time and it was really good somewhere out west.
What'd you have?
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
In-N-Out Burger. It's a fast food burger.
No, but like, what kind? Did you have like the animal? What kind of?
Cow.
No.
I don't know.
They have.
I don't know. It was like 30 years ago. I don't know. 20.
Did you have the sauce?
I don't. You can keep asking me questions, but I'll keep answering. I don't know because I don't know. Somebody handed me a burger. I ate it and it was from In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger has announced they're going to, what they do is when you're eating at inside the restaurant, like some restaurants, you order and they give you a number and then they call your number. You come up. In-N-Out Burger has decided to stop using the number 67.
That's hysterical.
Because kids have been going into the restaurant, contacting other kids on some social media thing, and they'd all show up and start screaming whenever the number 667 was called out.
Yeah.
So they've decided to stop using 67 at all In-N-Out Burgers. And honestly, it also says here when they stopped doing 67, they also decided to stop using. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Jana, it's a life question for you. You go through your day, you go home, you take off your socks.
Yeah.
Can you wear your socks again tomorrow?
No.
Well, sure you can, but you probably shouldn't.
That's disgusting.
Researchers say our feet host a wide range of fungi, with studies showing that socks can harbor millions of microbes. The microbes thrive in warm, moist environment created by sweats. and can produce odors as they break down sweat and dead skills, cells. Bottom line, when you take your socks off for the day, wash them before putting them on again.